in trouble. Smith is sacked. Bosa and Floyd combining, and it's fourth down.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Joe Davis, Fox Sports. Welcome back. It is crossover time. Willard and Dibbs in the house.
Yeah.
And
he can lay out.
We got it. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm playing with you, Steiny. Come on.
Hi.
We've had a great, fun show.
What'd you think of the game? Guys, what'd you think of the game?
There you go. Dibs, you got the SF Niner sweater on.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm watching.
Well, when they lose, that's when you wear the gear. You don't wear it when they're 9-1.
That's real.
You know, for me, I was going through the closet today, and I was thinking, you know, what am I going to wear? And I haven't worn this in a while, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to wear the gear.
Right.
Because a couple things. One, it's not over. 5-5, let's not get into the habeas corpus of this entire season, because it's not over. And the other side of it is, oh boy, we got problems. We got major, major problems.
And the key is, what are they? But Willard, man, I saw your tweet.
What was it?
Tell him, Willard.
Oh, I just, right as the game ended, I said, they're just a mediocre team. That's not smart. That's not profound or anything like that. That's just like,
from you, I was like, he's calling a spade.
Fred Warner was the one who said it best. It's like, you can continue week after week saying we shot ourselves in the foot and we're better than this and we're better than this. But after 10 games, if you keep doing the exact same thing, I reject the idea of, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah, you are.
I reject that.
They're better than 5-5.
But
no, they're not.
But they are what our eyes tell us they are, which is the same damn thing every week.
I see what he did there.
Wow. They're the same thing. So
what did he do there?
That was nuanced.
Thank you.
He basically said they're mediocre, and their record is also mediocre, but they aren't what their record says they are.
No,
fix it.
No.
He can't fix it.
No, I can't.
He says they haven't played better than 5-5, but they're capable of it.
When people do that, you are what your record says they are. That's like an umbrella. I'm talking about it in a general. I do not accept that as always fact.
Okay.
You are what your record says. Right. In this case, I think it's pretty accurate for the 49ers.
Gotcha.
I liked the list that was put online yesterday, the list of teams with a winning record the 49ers have beaten. Did you see it?
I could figure it out.
Okay. Here's the list.
Yep.
End of list.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Well, they beaten the Jets. They stink. The Patriots stink. But
Cowboys.
Not very
stink.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
They beat the Seahawks.
Yep. And the Patriots.
But they said the Patriots twice.
Yep.
Jesus.
Who's the other team they beat? I can't even remember.
Tampa Bay.
Yep. There you go.
And they're not above 500 either anymore.
Nope. And they've lost their people. So
Seattle at 5-5 was
the best team they've beaten by record.
That was a nice win. that week.
Are you telling me Debo, I'm just going here because it's a question I have. Has he all of a sudden forgot how to play football, or have they caught up to what the bubble screens, the jet sweeps? This is not 1 week. It's been ongoing to where it's a nothing burger using him in that role. So is that on his coach to, I need to go to the lab, or are we watching Debo? We've seen his best. He's getting 28 hands.
I cannot help but hear Priest in my head every time I think about this team. And he was talking about the Warriors, but they're too old. And Debo is sluggish. And you can say what you want about Debo, but he looks to me sluggish. And he's never been a great route runner.
Okay.
And he's not getting open. And you look at all these dropbacks from Brock Purdy, and you look at it from the All-22, or you look at it like Steiny was saying earlier, from behind. These guys aren't open. They're not open, and the O-line is not giving him time. And so you really don't have much of an option. And the one pick that Brock did throw, he wasn't open. He's trying to fit this ball into McCaffrey, who has maybe a half a shoulder of separation. And that's what happens when you throw to guys who are covered.
Well, he did it to Jennings and got away with it because Jennings
Brock made a lot of good throws, I thought, in this game. The early one to Jennings where he floats it down the middle to move the chains, and he had three or four other ones to Jennings that were great. But other than that, these guys just aren't open.
Yeah, there's no space. But I don't blame that on age. because I still think that they can move.
They were just in the Super Bowl.
Like, yeah, why would collectively, like, this doesn't make sense to me. If you want to go, oh, Debo got old overnight, that happens, but that's one guy. You have an entire team that ran the league offensively in this calendar year. Like, they went into the playoffs in this calendar
year. 2 years ago.
And won football games in multiple ways and went to the Super Bowl.
That's why I came
took
by.
It to overtime, led most of the game. That was in 2024. And now collectively they all got old. This is a Shanahan thing to me.
Yeah.
This is Kyle Shanahan, and it doesn't make him a bad coach. And if you want to fire him, to me, you're just like, you're not.
Come on now.
You don't want to spend any time actually looking into what's going on. Kyle Shanahan, you can do two things at the same time, which is acknowledge the greatness of what he has done for this organization and the constant winning that has happened since he's gotten here, but also look at this year and this day and go, you're not doing a good job right now.
Okay.
Like, to me, you can split those two things.
All right.
And that's the way I look at it. And I know that in sports, it's a copycat league, and what that often means is it doesn't just mean we're going to do what you do, but man, if you start beating us with regularity, we're going to study what you do.
Yeah.
And so defensive coordinator spent this whole year looking at this, and they are changing the math equation to where they are taking the space away, and I don't see the adjustments.
And I hope he looks himself in the mirror, because I believe it's a Kyle issue to say, okay, now I need to. They've made an adjustment. I got to make an adjustment. But I will stand by this, guys. You say this year, and I told Stoney this earlier. This started last year. This is why you had 7 points in a playoff game at home against Green Bay and followed that up with 7 points at halftime. Maybe this started last year in regard to the coordinators getting closer. Neither here nor there, I'm with you. I'm not saying all these dudes have aged out in months. It's got to be the scheme, and Kyle just needs to trick it or make an adjustment.
Well, there's just too many things that like feel like banging head against a wall, right? And right from sort of like whatever your approach is with the – and I love focusing on the offensive line for two reasons. Number one, they committed almost all the penalties yesterday. That's Man. Also – while they're the ones committing the penalties, if you've got a season-long issue of lack of discipline, there's nowhere to look but to the coaching staff. There's nowhere else to look. However, and a lot of people have said, why didn't you commit more resources to the offensive line in the past? There's one thing I heard you guys say today that I didn't agree with, and it was when that caller started listing off the quarterbacks that the Niners are about to play.
Oh, yeah.
And how all of them apparently are now better than Brock Purdy. But, like, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that are on the list coming up, from Jordan Love to Josh Allen to Tua. Kyler is having a really good year. He looks like he's grown, for sure. Jared Goff is an interesting one. Like, his name is now coming up in MVP votes, right? Whose name came up in MVP votes last year?
McCaffrey. Excuse me.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy. You know up what, Jared has the best performing offensive line in the game. If you give almost any of those guys that, a Tua, a Brock, a Goff, a Darnold, if you give those guys the best performing O-line, they're going to put up MVP-type numbers. Also, don't forget Jared Goff 8 days ago threw 5 picks in one game. What would we say about Brock Purdy if he did that?
In a win. Okay.
I give that to his team, not him.
Still.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to give Jared Goff credit for that win. He threw 5 interceptions.
But he didn't lay down. He stayed and bounced back. And...
Like, that's all. Like, Brock is not having the year that he had last year, but I don't, for everybody who's looking at this going, oh, now we're
well,
out
it
on
wasn't
Brock.
Overall. No. I did it on feeling.
No.
And right now I got more confidence in Kyler Murray or Josh Allen than I do Brock Purdy in this offense.
Because their teams
right
are
now.
Performing.
But they're becoming predictable, the Niners.
It looks that way.
Yeah, and yesterday's a great example where you've got no Kittle. And so
that hurt.
Eric Saubert's on the field, great. The defense pretty much knows he's not going to get a lot of targets, so go ahead and check him off your list. And then you've got McCaffrey, and you know when he's out there, he's probably going to get the ball. And something that I was saying on our thread earlier is, where's the ingenuity of, let's play Mason and McCaffrey together. Let's put McCaffrey as the slot receiver, and let's do, you know, two running backs in the huddle on the field at the same time. And let's get to where you know, we try to do something different. Maybe fans, if your offense is stagnating, maybe you go to a hurry up. Have you seen Kyle go to no huddle or hurry up at all this year? There was one play a few weeks ago where they didn't huddle. And they went right to it. They changed the tempo. Where was that? Yesterday they ran one play with six offensive linemen trying to get something going on the ground because they don't really have a second blocking tight end. They did that once. Where is the ingenuity? Where's the creativity? And the word I was using earlier is bland. So it's either Shanna Bland or Blandahan. I'm not sure which one you prefer.
What about Bobby Bland?
Yeah, Bobby Blue Bland. Yeah, exactly. Don't even get me started on Bobby Blue Bland.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The touchdown to Jennings. Boy Olsen said, wow, that was creative.
We just talked about it. Yeah. Incredible.
That was the bootleg. That was the one play in the game where I thought,
wow,
the presence of the pre-snap movement and then the presence of a certain player like that got the defense. Everyone thought Christian was getting the ball, and Kyle took advantage of that. But, like, that's the norm in recent years. And I know we're not seeing much of it right now. And, There has to be an adjustment. You have to stay ahead of the curve.
Go ahead, Stoddy.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to bring up Bosa next. Looks like he may be out for a couple weeks.
Well, I mean, now you're in real trouble because, I mean, you saw the stats of what the defense.
But he's in pain.
Well, and you saw what the defense was
with him
in there.
Yeah.
The Seattle couldn't move the ball. And then he went out, and Seattle just. Poof, right down the field and touchdowns. And now you're playing Jordan Love and Josh Allen on the road.
Oh, man.
So, like, you guys know me. Dibs, you said it right out of the gate, and I'm not going to disagree with you. It's not over. Of course it's not over. But I tell you what, the task that's in front of them, if you look at the schedules of the other teams in the division, what else happened yesterday with teams like the Packers,
the division might be your only route.
The Packers.
It is
the Packers.
Be your only route.
Well, it wasn't necessarily going into the weekend.
Well, you're two back now.
With the Bears get a kick blocked. And then, right, you're heading down this path where it's just like the task that the 49ers have is really hard. I would argue for them to have a realistic shot because you've got three high level elite hard games. The next two, and then Detroit comes on December 30. You have to win at least one of those three and all your other games.
And the Arizona might be night game for the division or
right,
go home.
And that you're hoping for that. You're hoping to get to that game with a shot to win the division. But this team has shown no ability to be like, well, we'll take care of the other four. Like Miami and the Rams, and we'll take care of that. I doubt it. Well, but that's what they have to do.
Yeah, I mean, 10 wins is going to win you the division, I believe.
Maybe.
Yep. Maybe not.
What's the second tiebreaker if they beat the Cardinals?
Division record.
Are you talking about the division or the wild card? There are two different tiebreakers.
I don't think. Let's assume 10-7 doesn't get you the wild card.
Okay, so if you're looking for a divisional tiebreaker, it's head-to-head, then division record.
And they've already lost to all three teams.
So they're 1-3 division, but let's say if they finish 10-7, they're 3-3.
Yep.
What are the Cardinals right now? I wonder in the division.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if, because the Cardinals are in first now. That's just the reason I'm asking about
them. Right. I do think that the third tiebreaker among divisional opponents is common opponents. So then you look at who you've both played, and then I think you get to conference record. When it's a wild card tiebreaker, conference record becomes the second tiebreaker. It's head to head, then it is conference record.
Cardinals are currently 2-0.
Oh, wow.
So you're presupposing that the Niners will both beat the Rams and the Cardinals and end up 3-3.
Beat the Pack this week if that's your plan.
The Cardinals are going to tell you where they're going in the next 3 weeks. They got both their Seattle games, and then sandwiched in between is a trip to Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Niners need the Cardinals to go 1-2 in that stretch.
Well, but here's the other thing about playing in this division right now is Cardinals-Rams, well, Cardinals could win that. Cardinals Seahawks? Cardinals could win those. Like, you can't let the Cardinals win two out of three of their next division
game.
Not like you can't let them. I mean, you don't have any control over it.
Yeah, but I do think that you're in a different space now where you got to beat Green Bay or we can start thinking about, like, forgetting the whole damn thing.
That's
because the Rams are no pushover. They already beat you. And, you know, Seattle just came in here and beat you. And you've got Green Bay and Buffalo back-to-back. And I'm not even worried about Buffalo. If you can't beat Green Bay and you fall to 5-6, then now we're talking about maybe you needing to run the table and or at least winning five of your last six. Man. And, you know, coming off yesterday, which was, of all the losses this year, that for me is the worst loss.
Absolutely.
Because just the way it looked, and you only put up 17 points against, sure, Seattle coming off a bye, and they have a bunch of new defensive players, and they made adjustments and all the rest of it, but this is supposed to be your thing. Like, Purdy for 30, right? That's all we talked about. This offense gets you 30 most of the time, and you got 17?
And you, and again, you can call me Johnny Cochran, rest in peace for the defense. I watched this game in totality. We all did. The defense stopped him on 3rd and 4th and 1, got the interception. There is no Greenlaw. So when I watch the Niner defense, I feel like, you know what? You're not, you don't have everything at your disposal. It's not going to be pretty, but they're doing it enough. And yesterday they gave the offense the game.
Oh, they did
just
their job.
Do a couple things. We're out of here. And they went 3 and out.
They did their job, except for, and I know this is the fun number of the day, which is that they're second in the league in terms of a number of points they've given up.
We talked about
in
that
the last
early.
2 minutes.
That's horrible.
So, like, that's a problem. Yeah, you're watching every time a team, except for the Renardo Green interception in Seattle, feels like every time someone's gotten the ball and they're down by six or less, they go down the field and get whatever they want. That's what happens at the end of these 49er games. Rams did it. The Cardinals did it. The Seahawks did it. Everybody's done it, right? And so...
And he did the
defense. Yeah, but the defense was fine. But you're talking, now you're going to Green Bay.
Oh, I'm with Willard.
And let's be real, you probably are not going to have Bosa.
For
you're probably not
going
to have Bosa in that game.
They've had oblique?
They've had multiple games this year where if the defense had picked up the offense, they would have won. If the offense had picked up the defense, they would have won.
Last year's team.
Yeah, you know, two things can be true. You know what? The defense is not that bad. But they haven't gotten a timely stop when they've really needed one on the opposing team's defensive drives. And, like, those two, they're both true. Like, the defense, they've played well enough to win. But they also haven't shut the door on that last possession where if they shut it, it's over. Similar with the offense. They've had if you have the ball with 4 minutes left you're up, all you got to do is...
After a gift.
It's harder. No. I'm talking about... After the
fourth and one, they stop it.
Exactly.
So, and this is
they got it on third
I
one.
I push back on this because the defense did get the stop
they
with 4 minutes left.
Man.
Well, that's
and,
true.
You know, Seattle's at the 36 and it's 4th and inches and they got the stop. And so that's where, the offense and Seattle had all three timeouts. Fine. You go ahead and get 3 or 4 first downs and you put that thing to bed and they got 11
down.
Yards.
Yep.
Then they got a holding on the defense.
Yep.
Now it's 1st and 10 at the 46. All you have to do is really, get two more first downs, and it's night-night.
All you have to do is hit Deebo Samuel with that pass.
And that, but it looked like his hand got hit a little bit.
For me, that was the most disappointing Brock Purdy pass he's ever thrown.
Well.
Because it's not a hard one.
Damn,
that's not a hard one.
Nah.
You knew exactly.
That was a bad one.
Greg Olsen is sitting there saying it. He's like, Seattle is ripe for play action. You could kill him and end the game right now. So what does Kyle call? Play action.
Yep.
And there you go. And Deebo turns in, and that's a playground play for a professional quarterback. And it wasn't high.
Yeah.
It was wildly uncatchable.
Yep.
It's a terrible throw.
It was a Jimmy throw.
Yes. Yes, you have to. I mean, so again, when we point to, like for me, like Kyle Shanahan is where I'm going to go first today, but it's not like that means he gets 100% of the pie. There's so much crap going on.
But this was a microcosm of their season. They played this game 9 other times, and Dallas couldn't score, and they had no business in that position. Seattle couldn't do it after being down 20. Tampa Bay couldn't do it. Played it just like that again, and Seattle did it.
The Niners are a golf round, man, and you guys know what I mean by this. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Wow.
If you've ever if you've ever played golf, you know.
We had a little tourney yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Steiny had himself a little bit of a Niner day, apparently.
Nick Bosa?
That explains the show.
Yeah, 97.
I had a Nick Bosa.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, you guys know.
I'm Freddie Solomon.
Never are your irons, your woods, your putter, and your short game. They're never all working on the same day.
No.
The Niners have not had a day yet where everything's working. And even
maybe
within
the opener, right?
Even within games.
Yeah, that's as close.
Well, six field goals, six, yeah.
And it was the Jets. And so we right. walked out of there. We peacocked out of that stadium going.
But the Jets were right. a good Jets.
It turns out
Super
they
Bowl preview.
Suck.
Yeah, they were 0-0.
It turns out they suck. And we didn't know that day.
By the way, another bet you lost. I believe they now have 8 losses, the Jets.
Is it officially over?
Can they still win 10 games?
I said they
not
win.
If they have 8 losses. So,
the math is not there, Sammy.
Oh, yeah,
it's another one. I guess they're not making the
NFC
Championship.
I think I gave it to you Friday. Yeah. I might have gave it to you Friday.
You guys should have a policy on your show. No more bets.
Yeah,
no more bets.
Just, I've been cleaning up.
It's a blowout.
Not against
it's
just him. Yeah, no. He lures you into these things.
You fell for the Jedi mind trick. The amount of losses, he's under 500.
Yeah, okay.
What about the Warrior Road record I had last year?
Yeah, that's the last bet you've won.
You lost the Sacramento bet last year.
Okay, I'm tied.
You lost the Jets bet this year.
All right.
You lost the Mike Tyson bet.
Well, he was 60.
I mean,
where's the handicap?
You bet on it.
58.
You bet on Mike Tyson. Bet. Come on, that one.
And that's, you know, if that's the way you want to play it, that's fine.
All I'm saying is,
Giants not making the playoffs.
There's another one.
Yeah.
Giants are going to win a playoff series.
It does feel like you might be under 500.
Okay. Just a touch.
Feels like you might be under
500. And I just want to apologize to all Niner fans for again picking your team.
Stop it.
For again.
Did you do it?
Of course.
Put your hat to that. Ain't your fault.
Put the pick in right now. Green Bay -1.5. Do it.
The
pick is in.
I bet.
The pick is in.
I bet. By the way, that's
the 49ers still. Are they favored?
No, they're dogs.
There's no way.
Can I make the pick now before it balloons to 4?
That's a smelly spread.
But wait a minute. Is
Green Bay should be favored by 5.5 in this game.
Is this the first game they haven't been favored in a long time? If you're telling me they were favored against the Chiefs at home.
And they were favored in the Super Bowl, too.
They were favored in the Super Bowl.
That one was like...
Yeah, great question. When was the last time the Niners were a dog?
I think it's been at least all of last year and all of this
year. Jimmy G against the Chiefs? Christian's first game?
That might not be a bad call.
Who was favored in that game?
Might not be a bad call.
Oh, no, hold on. What about Jacksonville when Jacksonville was good last year?
Niners were definitely
the only one that might mess this great bit. No, the funky Ram game last year in Week 18.
I think they were still favored.
They still were favored.
But that was here, against nobody. No, that was at home.
No, the Niners definitely were not a dog at any point last year.
Right.
Never were a dog.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
So, and I remember you said going into this year.
They were the look-aheads. They were favored in all of them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
So this
but
is
now
the
if we look ahead, they're not going to be favored in Buffalo and they won't be favored in Green Bay.
No. That's the least of their problems. Kyle's got to admit something is stale or stagnant and I'm the maestro. Just say it. I'll go to the lab and we got to do some this Debo
Kyle Shanahan 3:30 today.
Yeah, and
we're going to carry it right here on 95.7.
He doesn't need to say anything. Yeah. And nobody wants him to say anything. Do it.
Okay. Yeah. Because Debo has been.
I know everybody.
What is Debo now?
I don't.
$28 million or what? And no wonder you're grabbing the. You're frustrated.
There's just no space.
And sluggish.
There's no space.
And when there's an almost interception, it's like his hands are brick walls. The ball hits it like. And it goes up and it happened yesterday. I'm like, damn, Debo, you don't have any soft hands at all.
Boy,
yeah. No wonder he throws the ball to Juwan on every play because that guy rips the ball out of
He needs to get Debo.
There's no space, and he catches it anyway.
He's got to give
insane.
Him that.
You know what?
He's
insane.
I think maybe Juwan Jennings should take Debo Samuel for a ride over the Bay Bridge.
Nah, he can't
with
be
Gary
player.
Payton
nah,
along
it's,
too, huh?
He's got to be a coach and a player. Can't be player.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Willie and Dibs coming up for the rest of the day. They'll take you till 6, and they'll do it right here. On 95.7, The Game.